Barbara Dravecki, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida, says anti-abortion opponents are largely responsible for Komen's decision to stop funding breast cancer health services at 19 Planned Parenthood affiliates.
Opponents of safe and legal abortion, who have consistently put their narrow political agenda ahead of women's health needs, have repeatedly threatened the Komen Foundation for partnering with Planned Parenthood to provide these life-saving cancer screenings.
In a video statement released yesterday, the Komen Foundation said their decision was not politically motivated and are applying more stringent eligibility and performance criteria. One such clause reportedly prohibits funding organizations under local, state, or federal investigations. Planned Parenthood is the subject of an ongoing inquiry by the House Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee, initiated by U.S. Representative Cliff Stearns of Ocala.
We have responded to all of the paperwork requests nationally from the Stearns investigation and believe that it is, again, a witch hunt, and that we will not be involved in any kind of further reports. They certainly haven't gotten back to us since we sent in our initial round of paperwork.
However, a statement released by Stern says they are continuing to work with Planned Parenthood in getting the requested record and documents and were not contacted by anyone at the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. One organization critical of Komen's relationship with Planned Parenthood is the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer. In a phone interview, spokesperson Karen Malik said the relationship contributes to the prevalence of breast cancer.
First of all, Planned Parenthood is a primary cause of the breast cancer epidemic in this country, because Planned Parenthood sells women cancer-causing abortions and cancer-causing oral contraceptives.
Planned Parenthood's Dravecki hopes the foundation will continue to provide grants to those who need it most.
Our greatest desire right now is for Komen to reconsider their decision and reinstate the partnership on which so many women, women without insurance, poor women, really count on for their breast screening.
Dravecki says Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida hasn't received Komen funding. An emergency fund has been created to generate additional funds for Planned Parenthood. It was kicked off by an anonymous donation of $250,000. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.